Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 5, 1805. Captain Lewis returns. The Corps have finally made it to the south side of the Columbia River, where they hope to find more game and a good place for winter camp. Game has already proven bountiful. Hunters returned to camp a few days ago with the marrow bones of an elk. Sacagawea turned this boon into a real treat by making a soup. She first cracked the marrow bones, then boiled them after scooping out the marrow, and extracted a pint of grease or tallow from them. Another proof of the versatility of this Indian woman. 7 days ago, on November 29, Captain Lewis and a small party of men went west from camp in search of a good place for winter camp. Captain Clark is still waiting for Lewis's return and is more than a little concerned about his safety. While waiting, Captain Clark carved his name and date, December 3, 1805, and by land, U States in 1804 and 1805, on a large pine tree near camp. Also on December 3, hunters returned to report that they had seen a great deal of elk sign and had killed six of them, which they had left lying after removing the internals. On December 4, Clark dispatched Sergeant Pryor, one of those hunters, and six men to retrieve those elk. Captain Clark writes the journal entry for today.
Some hard showers of rain last night. This morning, cloudy and drizzly. At some little distance above the isthmus, the rain is much harder. High water today at 12. This tide is 2 inches higher than that of yesterday. All our stores and bedding are again wet by the hard rain of last night. Captain Lewis's long delay below has been the source of no little uneasiness on my part of his probable situation and safety. The repeated rains and hard winds which blows from the southwest renders it impossible for me to move with loaded canoes along an unknown coast. We are all wet and disagreeable. The party, much better of indispositions. Captain Lewis returned with three men in the canoe and informs me that he thinks that a sufficient number of elk may be procured, convenient to a situation on a small river which falls into a small bay a short distance below, that his party had killed six elk and five deer in his route. Two men of his party left behind to secure the elk. This was very satisfactory information to all the party. We accordingly determined to proceed on to the situation which Captain Lewis had viewed as soon as the wind and weather should permit, and commence building huts, and etc. Captain William Clark, December 5, 1805.
Tomorrow, no chance to leave yet.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.